And this was the word of the Lord.
See you again on Saturday.
And may all of you have a very happy day.
The Caribbean community calls the need for the meeting to be inclusive with the participation of all the members of the Peninsula. This information came through a communication issued by the CARICOM Secretariat and the Commission of the Meeting of the Council of Foreign and Community Relations. In addition to urging an end to the U.S. blessing of Cuba, the conclave commended the preparation of the commemoration of the 50th anniversary of relations between Cuba and CARICOM, which was highlighted in the interest of the faith. The commemoration highlights how personal relations with the bilingual between the provide scholarship for students and friends that face America. Apart from examining the many other issues related to the foreign relations, the Caribbean countries did not want to avoid the arrangements to the 9th summit of the Americas scheduled for Los Angeles next June. The campaign tour will be part of the European Federation in charge of state economic officials to involve the White House to use the reduction of federal government as a foreign leader by announcing the exclusion of the federal government. Also, a response to Washington's plan was provided by the Mexican president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, who stated that he did not attend the summit of the region, although also was supporting internally the delegation. Other presidents of the region and even the president of Argentina and the head of Salas, the commander of the Latin American Caribbean States,
There are over 140 million people in the United States in our lives, so they never got it. like SOS USA.
Can you also call in Cuba a corrupted dictatorship that they jail people for no reason?
Well, if you're looking for a country that jails people for literally no reason, look no further than the United States.
It's concerned with the world's largest prison population.
This comes up with anywhere from 5% of the world population. The U.S. has nearly 25% of the world's prison population. And while nearly half of all prisoners in the were convicted of non-violent offenses, the real criminals, the ones who crash the world financial system and put millions of people out of work, the ones who make hundreds of millions of dollars off the backs of their workers and literally die on the job, they're the real criminals. They get richer.
Joe Biden says the Cuban government should respect peaceful protesters, but the cops in this country spent the last year hating peaceful protesters for protesting racism and police brutality. In just the first week of protests, over 10,000 people were arrested. People are also criticizing medical shortages in Cuba, as if medical care is so accessible here. Just 7% of the current bankruptcies in the United States are related to medical care. Who the hell is the United States to criticize Cuba when 54% of adults in this country can't read at a sixth grade level? There are 17 million vacant homes in America despite widespread homelessness. We have the worst COVID response in the entire world. I mean, Cuba literally has a higher life expectancy than us. So the U.S. is attacking Cuba because they care about poverty and repression. The economically slow world attacked Cuba because a socialism relies on people in the United States who have no reason to support capitalism. The rich wants 100 million poor Americans to fear Cuba and cash socialism because it's distracting the fact that the rich are the ones really robbing us.
You can also check us out on the web, machine learning, real time there. www.radiohc.tv. Over on the right hand side, toward the top, if you're on a computer, you'll see it. It's from the speakers and the web. Listen to us live, speakers and music. Sometimes I'm told now that on the Android, on your cell phone, it could be a
Despite the strong wind by the man to end executions in this country. The United States has been making intense efforts from Ecuador to demobilize the job and strong demand of the majority of countries in the region that the summit should be included.
It is in a situation which was in direct call from the summit has just taken place and will be the most from the countries of the region in the way in which the United States has been acting.
What can I really think? The courage and dignified position of the countries that have raised their voices against the decisions of the summit of the Americas. I wish to emphasize that we share the position of the leaders of the region that have firmly demanded that all must be united in terms of equal rights. Under this condition, and due to the attitude maintained by the government of the United States, I can assure you that in no case we will not attend the summit of America, and that as a country that has happened in the past, we are certain to our presidential that Cuban boys will be part in the summit of America.
Other people of color with their disproportionate jail-bound people when compared to their white counterparts.
It's also the sentences that saw Patrick Layona, a refugee who fled violence in the Democratic Republic of Congo, landed by a police officer in Michigan. Video footage and experts have said that the young man was shot in the back of the head by the police force. This is what